With 61 rooms, a redesigned waiting area, and new equipment, the Neil and Jane Golub Center for Emergency Care was dedicated at a ceremony Wednesday morning. Joanne McDonough is chair of emergency care at Ellis Medicine.
It's a football field, and you'll see that when we open this and cut the ribbon, but I think we're all getting a little more exercise walking around this space.
McDonough said each room has enough room for a stretcher, and the new department allows for more efficient service.
Each room has any life-saving technology that we need to do the best care we can get. We have the cardiac monitoring in any room. We can do anything in any room in this department. We also, new for us, has been a designated CT and digital x-ray within the department, so we don't have to take critically ill people and move them out of the department for necessary tests.
Neil and Jane Golub of the company that runs the Price Chopper grocery chain serve as trustees for the Foundation for Ellis Medicine. Jane was asked to lead the $25 million fundraising campaign for the new emergency center.
I mean, that's an awful lot of money when you're accountable for raising it. And I said, you keep us alive and healthy for the next 2 years, and we'll raise the $25 million. Well, they did. We're alive, we're healthy, thank goodness, and we raised $26.1 million.
The new facility is Schenectady's dedicated emergency center. It's also the final step in the hospital's long restructuring process that began in 2006. Then the Berger Commission issued a report calling for the right sizing of hospitals across New York. Included in its recommendations was the closure of Bellevue Women's Center in St. Clair's, also in Schenectady. Paul Milton is president and CEO of Ellis Medicine.
Schenectady was an area of focus, and the mandate set into motion, set in place a series of historic events for healthcare in our community.
Neil Golub, at the time, served as chairman of the board at Bellevue.
And we really had a hard job to convince the Commissioner of Health in New York State that was a bad idea, because Ellis had dropped its OBGYN years earlier and they didn't have anything, and so we really had a battle on our hands.
Golub called the consolidation of the three hospitals a blessing in disguise.
Maybe we don't recognize it today, but I'll tell you, where we were and where we are today is a whole different place.
Ellis gears the Bellevue campus towards women and infants. Meanwhile, St. Clair serves as an outpatient center. Inpatient care is focused at Ellis. Ellis opened an emergent care facility in Clifton Park in southern Saratoga County in 2012. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.